This is the SEO Mindset Podcast with your hosts, Sarah McDowell and Tasmin Sullivan. This podcast is for SEO professionals, and each week, with the help of our wonderful guests, we discuss the important stuff that actually affects our careers and progression, but sadly often doesn't get talked about. You know, the invaluable soft and interpersonal skills that are often taken for granted, such as the skills we need for listening, time management, communication, and more. We also talk about the big issues that affect us and our careers, such as burnout, imposter syndrome, self-belief, saying no, plus other big issues and obstacles. With this podcast, we want to share knowledge on topics that unlock our listeners' true potential and enhance not only their careers, but all parts of their lives. So, are you ready to prioritize your own personal growth and career development? Then let's crack on with this week's episode.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the SEO Mindset Podcast, where your hosts are myself, Tasmin Sullivan, and my wonderful co-host, Sarah McDowell. We have episodes going out every single Thursday, and this week we are talking about what is a purpose-based business and why have one. And to discuss this with us, I am joined by another wonderful woman, Crystal Naku. Now, Crystal, she is Superwoman. She is the founder of Clear Narrative Media, also the founder of Crystallize Nation Ghana, and is also a freelance social media and marketing manager. Yeah, this episode is so insightful because we're going to be talking about this topic of purpose, and it's becoming more and more spoken about, more and more common, and people are increasingly looking for a way of living with purpose and working aligned to their purpose. Crystal's going to be talking about what her purpose is, and you know, how it shapes how she does business and what it means for the bottom line. She also relates these concepts not just to business, but also freelancing and working as an employed individual. Now, before we dive into the topic, a reminder that if you are enjoying what Sarah and I are doing and would like to support us, there are many ways to do that. One of the ways is you could send us a donation via the Buy Me a Coffee link, which is in the show notes. So that'll be a one-off donation just to say thank you. And another way is share with anyone and everyone that you know about the podcast, because the topics we talk about are relevant to so many different industries, not just the SEO. And we would love it if you could help us spread the word. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Hello, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Tasmin. How are you?
I'm really well. I'm excited to talk to you about this topic of being, you know, of running a purpose-based and value-based business. Because we've been talking about this for a while now, and I'm keen and eager to hear your insights. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, I'd really like to hear a bit more about your story and how you have. What's your journey been to get to this point?
Yeah, sure. So for those who don't know, my name is Crystal Naku. I am the founder of a purpose-led media and marketing agency called Clear Narrative Media. But I also run a grassroots organisation in Ghana called Crystallize Nation Ghana. And I've been doing that roughly for about 5 years now, both. And for me, it's my way of kind of giving back to the world. That's why I started what I started. I could have gone into the traditional role, which I did actually try, but I realized that it's not for me. And I realized that I have a lot to offer different segments of people within the world, hence why I run like a media marketing agency and a charity as well. So that's just a little bit about me. Yeah.
So what would you say is your purpose then? If you're running this purpose-based business, what's core for you?
So for me, I've always known that I was born to help other people. And it's taken me a while to know exactly what it is. But I see that my purpose is to serve other people and to help them enable their gifts and talents. So I call myself a little bit of a midwife because I feel like I'm a broker of gifts, talents and purposes. I believe everyone has something within them, you know, whether it's a gift, a talent, an ability, and I'm here to kind of help them navigate that through life. And that's what I would say my purpose is. Yeah.
A midwife. Tell me a bit more. I've never heard that term, that you felt like you're a bit of a midwife.
Yeah, so I had this kind of light bulb moment, I think last year at Brighton SEO, whereas I was talking to like other people and I was helping them to identify things that they were doing well and that, you know, they could be doing better. And I got this kind of like revelation that I'm sort of like a midwife because I help pull out or help to birth out things inside of people. So you could have a gift, you could have a talent, you could have a business, you could have an idea, but you're not quite sure how to kind of navigate that. And with everything that I've done up until this point in my life, I realized that I'm here to kind of refine, define and align people to their purposes. And that's exactly why I sometimes call myself a marketing midwife. Yeah.
Marketing midwife. So your gift is that you see the gift in other people and help for them to identify it and then move that forward.
Yeah.
What's your your favourite example? I mean, you don't have to name names, but can you think of an example that you've managed to do that for someone?
I had a friend, and my friend is really like musically advanced. She sings, she writes music, and she can actually compose as well. And I realized that over the last couple of years, I've been able to kind of help her identify what it is that she's meant to do. And the best balance is that I'm not just someone who does marketing. I can help to host, I can help to coordinate, I can help to organize. And she had this idea of an event, and I worked hand in hand with her to kind of bring that event to life. And then last year, we even helped to raise £5,000 for that idea to make sure that she can advance it and make it better and impact more lives, especially those between the ages of 18 to 35. So that's what I would say, that I see the future from the present and I work backwards. So I see like the gifts and talents or the ideas that you have, and I see how where it can go and how it can become, and then I work backwards with like key steps, things that we need to do, goals, actions, and just get right in there and help you to bring that to life. Yeah,
brilliant. That's that. And I've certainly seen you at work doing this, and it's quite mesmerizing because that person has a vague idea of what they want to do, and you just ask some questions in a way, sort of coaching them through that process for them to actually verbalize. Sometimes even just verbalizing it makes it so much easier than to take that next step.
Yeah,
but exactly. You know, on social media, we're talking to businesses and talking to corporations and even professionals at Brighton that we recently were at. This concept of purpose within your work is becoming more and more important. Would you agree with that? Are more people going in for this sort of thing?
As in going in for a more purpose business?
Yeah.
So in my experience, I've only seen a handful of people, simply because people start businesses for different reasons, whether they have a talent and they want to make that profitable, or they just want to make money quickly. But I think over the last 3 to 5 years, I've seen a transition within the business world where people are a bit more focused on making an impact rather than just focused on sales. So it has changed over the last couple of years that I've certainly witnessed in the groups and the networks that I've been in. But I think more and more people are beginning to align with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it important for you to have a purpose-led business?
So we're all on this earth for a purpose. I believe that we all have an assignment. We all have a calling that we were destined to do within this earth. Whether that's calling it's found in your family, whether that calling is found in the work that you do, we all have an assignment. And I believe business is one of the best ways to flourish your purpose, simply because you're not just impacting yourself, you're impacting the lives of the people that you employ, you're impacting the lives of the people that you work with, but you're also impacting both society and the economics as well, and everything interlinks. Like, I might not have known you 5 years ago, but however, today I know you, and somehow we're connected, and that's how I feel like everyone is connected. So through business, you can really see a vision come to life, and that's why it's important for me to have a purpose-led business, but also it's sort of my service to the world. And I believe in giving back in whichever way that I can. So for me, business is not necessarily all about making sales, but it's a way that I can give back through my gifts, my talents and experiences. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think what you said a few minutes ago about in the last few years, there's been a shift because more and more people are starting side hustles. And when you start a side hustle, it'll invariably be something that you either enjoy or you're naturally good at. And just because you're naturally good at it doesn't mean that everyone is. Yeah. We tend to underplay the talents that we have and the gifts that we have. And then people are then taking that a step forward and making that their full-time job or whatever it is. So I think, the lockdown and COVID definitely ramped that up. But I certainly find that in the circles that I'm in, more and more people are talking about using business as a mechanism to, yes, earn a living, but also to serve other people, to enable other people to do great things in their own lives, and giving back, as you said. So a lot of that aligns with what I'm seeing elsewhere as well.
That's true.
So you talked a little bit about your charity work as well. Does that also link into your complete vision of what you do?
Most definitely. I've always had an idea to kind of help people back home in Ghana. For me, I see myself as quite privileged because I was able to migrate from Ghana at a very young age, come to the UK, get some education, get some experience, and it's a way that I can give back, and also it's a way that I can use my degree because I studied sociology, and it's all about people and structures. So having that insight and having my passion to give back, I can marry the two together. So yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. So if there was somebody listening who is thinking, I've got this talent, I have this passion, and I want to turn this into a business, what's one solid piece of advice you'd be able to give them?
One thing I would always say is make a plan, because if you don't make a plan, you'll be all over the place. But if you make a plan of exactly what you want to do, you're going to be tied to that plan. So if your plan is to start a hair business or to start a podcast or to start a cooking business, whatever the plan is, write it down. Because also when you write it down and you make a plan, you can see it visually. And when you wake up every single day, you can attack it step by step rather than going for it just from the back of things. I think making a plan helps you to be focused, number one, helps to give you clarity, number two, and helps to give you direction, number three, and then it helps to kind of enable you, because there's going to be rough days and you're going to have to realize, why did I start this thing? and you need something to go back to, and that plan will always be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you've made it at the beginning, when you're optimistic, when you are having those low days, it just moves you forward. Otherwise, you could end up just feeling quite sorry for yourself, and then not making progress that day, that week, or however long that low lasts. That's a really good piece of advice. Thank you for that. So we're going to take a short break, and after that, we're going to talk about the big things, you know, the commercial element of business and how it impacts the bottom line.
Hi, Sarah here from the SEO Mindset. Just a quick reminder that if you do enjoy the podcast and what me and Tasman are doing, you can support by donating as little as £5 to us via our Buy Me a Coffee page. Just head on over to theseomindset.co.uk/donate. There will be a link to that page in this episode's show notes. And also, we'd love it if you shared our podcast with others. The more listeners we get, we can continue to find awesome guests to join us for episodes and talk about important topics. So, the next time you are listening to an episode and think someone would enjoy, tell them. Open up the episode in your app, find the share button, and you will be able to copy the link to the episode and send it to them via WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, Slack. There's so many ways that you can help us spread the word. Introducing Clear Narrative Media, a purpose-led media marketing agency that transforms how founders, creatives, and organizations share their stories online. Dedicated to assisting you with all your marketing content and strategy needs. Their services include photography, consultancy, and social media management. Clear Narrative Media is here to transport your visions to life. They are on a mission to help you to create awareness, build visibility, and enhance your business and professional growth overall. For more information, head over to their website at cnmedia.com or follow the link in the show notes.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. Today I'm talking to Crystal, and Crystal is sharing her insights on a purpose-based business and why it's important for her to have one and what it could do for anyone out there who is listening and thinking, oh, this is resonating. I really want to do that thing. So before the break, we talked about what is a purpose-led business. Why is it important to Crystal to have one? Why might it be important to you? And she shared some really good advice to anyone listening who thinks, I'm going to take that step. And quite rightly, she said, have a plan, know what you're doing. Don't just throw yourself in. Otherwise, it's so easy to get lost and lose that really good momentum. So, Crystal, we've talked about the theory and the philosophy about it, but this type of business, I'm just interested in hearing from you. How does it impact your day to day? For example, how does it impact the decisions that you make?
So, first of all, it gives me direction to who to work with. So, beforehand, I was working with everyone and anyone. And as good as that may be, it can get a bit tiring and also a bit much. So deciding that, okay, I want to have a purpose-led business, number one, helped me to identify exactly who I wanted to work with and who I wanted to give my time, my effort to. Number two, it also made me clear on the impact that I wanted to give. Because I feel like when you run a business, sometimes you're not aware of the impact the business is having. But once you decide that you want to have a purpose-led business, you know, you can actually measure your impact. Measure, for example, how many lives you've transformed, how many people you've worked with, how that's transformed their lives, and also the lives of other people that they work with. So it's really good to kind of measure that. And number three, it helps me to kind of balance my time as well. So I'm not running around doing everything and anything, but I'm also kind of like focusing and concentrating my time on the people that I work with, making sure that they have enough support and care and time and attention, rather than working with each and every person. Yeah.
So I guess that changes the energy of your workday. If you're working with people who you're aligned with, that must make it more meaningful for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Especially because I work with different people. So I work with different people in different industries. So it allows me to kind of be more focused and be more in tune with what's happening in that industry as well. So, yeah.
What sort of things do you look for in a potential client?
Number one, I look for authenticity, because I feel like a lot of people can pretend or have a persona because they feel like they need to have one. But business is all about relationships, right? And it's about working with people that you have similar synergies to. So there's no point of pretending to be something that you're not, because you feel like that's the best fit. So I definitely look for people who can be authentic, who can be themselves, who can, you know, crack a joke and laugh. I think that's very, very important in terms of building a relationship with someone. I also think communication is really, really important, simply because if I send you an email and I'm waiting 2 or 3 weeks for you to respond, it can give me an understanding of the kind of relationship we're going to have. So being able to communicate with the right people at the right time is important. And number three, I also, for me, it's some people that know what they want. Sometimes you don't know what you want, but you have an idea of what you want. I worked with a lot of people who don't have a clue with what they want, and because they don't have a clue, they pick and choose anything. But if you have some sort of goal, you have some sort of vision to exactly where you would like to go, then it's easy for me to help you navigate those goals and help you to get to where you need to go to. So those are, I would say, the three key things that I look for, which is authenticity, communication, and goals. Yeah.
Yeah. So that invariably must mean that you're turning people away, or you're not pursuing those relationships. So this purpose-led business, how does it impact the bottom line? Is it commercially viable?
Yes and no at the same time. Yes, because people that I tend to work with, number one, I said work in different industries, so they have different price points with where they want to go to. Number two, because we work with different founders, creatives and organizations, we get, I don't know how to explain, we get specific people who have specific goals. So for example, we might have a consultation with a creative that might need more help in terms of like marketing themselves online, and there's usually like a group of them, so that means that we can consult and make money very quickly. And then we also have people who need specific services. So like for our photography service, they might want to book us maybe once a month or once every quarter, for example. So it means that we have different streams of income coming in different ways. So it's viable in that sense. But it's not also viable in the other sense that we do not work with everyone. So typically, businesses take money from, like, for your business to kind of grow very quickly, you might take money from everyone because they keep buying the same product over and over again. But we're very intentional with who we kind of work with. So that might mean that the money that we could be making, we're not necessarily making. But for us, it's not about the money per se, but it's more about the impact. Yeah.
And that must be a tricky balance to navigate. But if you know why you're doing what you're doing, that can anchor you and direct you in the way forward that you want. What impact do you think it has on brand having this type of business?
For us, we want to be a lighthouse for people. Like I said, we want to help shine a light on what they're doing and making sure that people know who they are and who we are as well. So it's good because we're authentic and we stay true to who we are. And it sorts of differentiates us from other people. So I know other people within the similar industry that we're in, and they would not necessarily think about impact, but they're thinking about revenue. So they would work with anyone and everyone because they want to make money and they want to make generate, you know, income and do whatever. But for us, we're very we're not particular, but we're very intentional. We're intentional with what we do simply because we believe in exactly what we're trying to do, which is to be a light unto others. And we can't be a light unto everybody. We just have to be very specific sometimes. Yeah.
I would imagine that when you're bringing that authenticity, when you're bringing that real clear vision of who you want to work with and making sure that those two parties are aligned, that relationship's going to last longer. You won't have the churn that maybe the other organisations have.
Yeah, that's very true. We've worked, I think coming up with one of our clients has been 2 years now. And even though we could easily be like, okay, we've gotten to certain heights, we don't want to work with you again. For us, it's built a very good relationship because even though I would say the profit may not be as much as if we were to work with other people, the impact has been bigger because we've been able to impact certain spaces that we wouldn't have had access to if we didn't work with them. So yeah, that's what I would say to that.
So we've talked very much about purpose relating to business. A lot of our listeners will be running businesses, you know, they'll be in freelancing, and a lot of them won't be, they'll be employed. The importance of purpose and aligning to an organization's purpose, how can that then translate to other ways of working? Is this only for people in business, or can it be translated to, say, like an employer-employee relationship?
As I mentioned before, I believe everybody has a purpose. So purpose is not just found within business. I've just chosen to go down the business route. Purpose can be found whether you're in your family, you have a purpose, whether it's to be the mother, the father, the daughter. When you're at work, I think your purpose, you have to be intentional with what your purpose is. Even though you're there for money, your purpose could be you want to create an environment where people can communicate and support each other. That might be your own personal purpose in that company. But even though you're working for money, your agenda through your work, through socials, through events, could be to collaborate and bring people together. That's your purpose. So no matter where you find yourself, you just need to identify what your purpose is there, whether it's at work, whether you're freelancing, for example, the kind of projects that you take on, the kind of clients you work with, whether you're in business, even who you employ, who you work with, the kind of pitches that you go for. It's all about intentionality. So wherever you find yourself, just be intentional with what your goals are, and purpose will just run through that. Yeah.
That's very true. I love the example that you gave, that if you are in an organization, if you're in a team, if that's the time, you know what role that you're playing within that team. So there will be some people who are really good problem solvers, for example. And when, you know, you hear, oh, I'm stuck on this, and someone will say, oh, go and talk to so-and-so, they'll be able to help you. You build a reputation of, you know, whether it's a problem solver or somebody who's very organized that can help, you know, organize a project, or somebody who's very creative. And the more, I believe, the more you lean into that element of you, the more enjoyable work can be, and definitely, the more you'll thrive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, even the link to well-being, if you're doing a job where you're not serving your purpose, and in fact it's actually in conflict, that can be really demoralizing. So yeah, there, thank you for that example, that that actually works really well for how can you find purpose in your job if you're not running a business. This has been really, really interesting, Crystal. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our episode, but we ask all of our guests the same questions, and it'd be great to hear your responses to this. So, number one, what's your main takeaway that you'd like our listeners to get from this episode?
Purpose is about intentionality. It doesn't matter where you find yourself, whether you're running a business, whether you're freelancing, whether you're at a place of work. Once you're intentional about exactly why you're there, what you can achieve there, and how you can impact your space and environment, purpose will flow through exactly what you do.
Brilliant. Thank you. Now, that's really great advice for other people. What's the best advice, career advice, that you've received?
My best career advice that I've received, and this was from like one of my old pastors, was find something that you're really passionate about and pursue that. Because with passion comes love, with passion comes tenacity, with passion comes adventure, with passion comes so many different things. So if you're stuck in a job, or you're stuck in a business or something that you don't really enjoy, sometimes find what you're passionate about, because that will lead you to exactly where you're meant to be.
Really good advice. And the last question we ask our guests is, who is somebody that you follow that you think we should follow? Somebody's doing some really awesome stuff.
I'm going to shout out my girl, Chima. If you don't know Chima Meji, she is a senior content manager at Moz. Chima is really good at giving not just practical SEO advice or practical marketing advice, but just practical life advice. And she's a good enabler of people of color, but just people in general. And she's somebody that I really admire, and that has actually helped me to make a greater impact. So that's someone that I will shout out. Yeah,
that's a really good shout out. And actually, you know what? I would second that. She has her very unique energy, Chima, and what you see is what you get. And that's what I love about her. And she's so she does some brilliant work as well. I would say her purpose is also being met through her various ventures. Good shout out. Thank you for that. So we've come to the end, Crystal. Thank you so much.
And for anyone
listening, it's been great fun. I actually think that if anybody's listening to this and thinking, I've enjoyed this episode, there's another one that we're going to be publishing in the next few weeks, which is about how to be a better leader amid uncertainty and uncertainty. Let's leave it at that, because that must play a lot into your business as well. So listen out for that one, Crystal. So just a reminder to all our listeners, every Thursday we have a new episode, and I hope you've enjoyed this one. Thank you for listening, and if you're enjoying what Sarah and I are doing, We'd really appreciate your support. So there's various ways that you can support us. One way is to donate, buy us a coffee. There is a link in the show notes. And another way is sign up to the newsletter. We are publishing more and more content on that. So summaries of the podcast that's just been published and all sorts of good things. So if you haven't already signed up to the newsletter, please, please do. And that brings us to the end. Thank you again, Crystal. It's been lovely to have you.
It's been lovely to be here. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Looking to create awareness, build visibility, and enhance growth for your business, organization, or yourself? Introducing Clear Narrative Media, a purpose-led media and marketing agency that transforms how founders, creatives, and organizations share their stories online. Dedicated to assisting you with all your marketing, content, and strategy needs. You can find them on all social media platforms and online at cnmediaaa.com or follow the link in the show notes.